You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about mental energy, and I'm going to ask you a simple question. Are you wasting your mental energy on things that are unimportant and taking away from the things that are important to you, your life, and your loved ones and your goals? It's not that easy of a question, actually, but please share this podcast with someone that you think has been spinning their wheels, and also please consider subscribing because I release content literally every single day. So if you're looking for a podcast to motivate you and to give you value every day at around 6 a.m. Eastern Time, this is it. So Point number one, do you check your phone as soon as you wake up? If you do, my friend, you are not really working at the best of your abilities. I'm telling you from experience, I can tell you because of my coaching clients tell me that once they switch off that behavior and to start taking care of themselves first, their lives radically change from within those 24 hours, really. So when you check your phone, you're basically telling, as soon as you wake up, you're basically telling yourself and your mind that you are less important than people and things that are happening outside of your house, outside of your life. And what do you think happens at that point? You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get unmotivated. You're not going to really have a clear vision when you wake up and when you start working. And do you want that in the long run? Definitely you don't want to do that in the long run. Listen, I understand if there is an important thing and you're stressed out, maybe you didn't sleep well, you gotta check that email to see if, you know, you got that job or whatever it is. If that's the case, go for it. I mean, I'm not telling you to completely, you know, destroy your phone. I'm telling you, though, that when you can, so let's say 95, 99% of the time, make sure to make time for you and yourself first before checking your phone. Point number two, do you procrastinate and overthink every time you need to get something done? Guys, this is something that every single person struggles with, especially if the task is a bit harder or if it's a new task. I can tell you that if it's a new task, generally speaking, and you've never done before, you are going to experience some friction. You're going to experience some resistance because your brain has never gone down that path before. And your brain likes routine. And your routine, in this case, is not the new task. So your brain's going to be like, wait a minute, I don't want to do this. But you know what? Your brain does very well, and it's in a almost routine way, overthink and procrastinate. It knows how to do it very, very, very well. So for that reason, when you find yourself procrastinating, I can tell you there is one thing that really helps me is to put a timer. I put a timer on my Apple Watch. You can put it on your phone if you want to. And say to yourself, I got myself 5 minutes to do whatever I need to do, to procrastinate, to overthink, whatever it is. At the end of these 5 minutes, I'm going to start working, period. And then when you start working, you can also create another timer, maybe 10, 15 minutes, depending on how hard the task is, so you get to do the task in an effective and fast way, especially if it's, you know, some routine task or some harder task, but it doesn't take that long. Constrain your time. Make sure that you only have 10, 15 minutes to do it, because if you don't have someone to create urgency for you, you can create urgency for yourself by doing this, by creating timers, 10 minute slots, 15 minute slots, 20 minute slots, and hold yourself accountable. You'll see great results. Now, point number three, do you find yourself talking about gossip or other unimportant matters with family, friends, coworkers? It doesn't matter, guys. Talking about unimportant matters or gossiping or talking smack about other people, it is not a good way to socialize. I'm all about socializing. I like to speak to my friends and talk to my friends and family members every single day on the phone. You know, I work remotely, so it's hard for me to see them often, but I definitely like to have engaging phone conversations with them. But there's one rule that I abide by, and it is I do not gossip. I do not speak about unimportant matters. It's always about positive, talking about maybe like important matters, but not only important matters, even if they're not important, I'd stay away from talking about other people. Because when you talk about other people and you start gossiping, you create and you attract a sense of scarcity and the sense of negativity in your life that you absolutely do not need. Negativity, scarcity, gossiping, those are all time suckers, but also energy suckers. You do not want to do that. Point number four, do you spend time comparing yourself to others? This is another energy sucker, guys. You know, if you listen to some of the best Stoic philosophers, they talk about only doing what's under your control, only taking care and thinking about what's under your control and just coping with the rest, things that are outside of your control. And you comparing yourself to other people is the perfect example of something that you have no control over. If you look at someone's Instagram and you inspect how much money they, and you start thinking, oh, I wonder how much money they have. Oh, look at that guy, he's dating such a great girl, or the opposite. Look at the girl, is dating such a great guy. Whatever that thing that you're comparing yourself to them is, you are not moving forward. You're simply moping around and looking at someone else, and you can't change the other person. But even if you could change the other person, is that really what you want to do? You should get back to basics and work on yourself, get better as a person, read, go to the gym, go for a walk, meditate, do things that you have control over and get better. Sooner or later, you will see that this comparing yourself to others, it will disappear, because you will be hooked on really comparing yourself today to the older version of yourself from yesterday and the day before. When you start comparing yourself to the older version of yourself, that is when true power comes in, because that you have complete control over. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.